My name is Tony Thompson, Phillips Academy, Andover, class of 1967, lead singer, rhythm guitar, and some people call me the leader of the group.
My name is Bob Cohen, class of 67. I'm lead guitar and backup vocalist.
Richard Weinberg, Andover class of 67. I'm guitarist, play tambourine, and some harmonica now and then.
You are all members of a group called The Storm.
The Rising Storm.
The band was formed in, I would say, spring of 1965. We were the remnants of a jug band. And the jug band was made up of everyone in the dormitory, and none of us really knew how to play any instruments, but we learned.
And they certainly could not have known today that an album of their music would sell to a collector in Italy for $1,300. Now, thanks to the little Arf Arf label, a CD of that almost antique LP is available for much less. But back to that first vanity recording. The Rising Storm was the number one band for school dances and had won a Battle of the Bands competition. So, just before their graduation, 25 years ago, the Rising Storm recorded Calm Before.
One of the traditions was that you'd take all the money you earned playing at dances and go to a recording studio and record some of the songs you played. We followed tradition, but we had a great time doing it, and this is the album that's become famous, or maybe you could say infamous.
Yeah, 500 copies, that's all you made, guys,
That's
right?
All we made, and my grandmother bought 50 of them.
How many did your mother buy, Tony?
Probably close to 25. I think our families took at least 50% of the total production line.
Yeah. How is it, do you think, that this album that you recorded has become one of the most sought-after collectibles of its genre?
Leanne, I can only tell you what our producer has told us, because we found it pretty hard to believe ourselves. Apparently there were about 200 to 300 in that genre of high school groups that made vanity albums like we did. At that period of time, and ours had a great variety of songs. All the songs don't sound the same. We chose songs that were the people who liked music at that time, who were into the music scene at that time, recognized as really good music, groups like Love or Burying the Remains. And the original songs we did maintained the same style, and they were of a higher quality.
Right, so when we hear In the Midnight Hour, recorded in 1967, we're hearing more than just one band and the year 1967?
Yeah, we did our own style of that song. Of the number of groups that have played Midnight Hour, ours is definitely different from those. We didn't simply cover the songs, we interpreted them.
I've never stopped listening to this music. My musical frame of reference is rock and roll. We grew up with this music. The music seemed to mean more then. It was part of your politics, it was part of your love life, it was part of your growing up. And I still listen to rock and roll.
Now, all the material that I've read about you, I mean, there are press releases and critical reviews of this album, say that you all went on to traditional career opportunities. Now, Tony, what do you do for a living?
I'm a partner in a law firm down here in Washington, D.C., called Zuckerman Spader.
And Bob, what do you do for a living?
I sue people. I'm a lawyer.
You're a lawyer. And Rich, what do you do for a living?
I'm a professor of medicine at Bowman Gray School of Medicine in North Carolina.
Boy, they weren't kidding when they said traditional career opportunities. You didn't pursue music, and yet when your 15th high school reunion came round, lo and behold, there's the rising storm, and lo and behold, you record again. You did one of the songs that you all wrote the first time around. In fact, it was one of the few, only ones, that you re-recorded. And it's called I'm Coming Home. You all wrote this one together?
Right. It was a sort of a collective effort.
Collaboration.
It must have been good enough if you wanted to do it again.
It's a fun song.
Well, I'll tell you, the album that was recorded in 1982 was a live performance, and you must understand that an awful lot of what we did, having not played together for 15 years, wasn't all that good on the tape.
You were good.
So we had to take what we could get. But I'm Coming Home is one of our favorites, and it I think is a the collectors would point to as a classic of the genre of garage band music.
Walk by your house one day, I swear that I could hear you say, well, come on, baby, come on to me. I won't call, but I'm all free. I look into your eyes, you make me realize I'm coming home.
This weekend is your 25th high school reunion at Phillips, right? And the Rising Storm is getting together to play, right?
Right.
Do you find you still act toward each other the way you did when you were 17?
I'm fighting it, personally.
But you're losing.
You steal another lead from me and you're out of the group.
I think you know the answer from that exchange.
It's weird. We practiced over the New Year holiday week in someone's this was a basement band. This was a room like a closet. There was barely room to stand. And after 4 days in there, we really were like we were 17 years old again. Plus, there are no research grant writing. There's no budgets to file. There's no kids to get to school. It's sort of like you're back in a period of time when we didn't have all these responsibilities. It was just the music.
Heck of a way to deal with midlife crisis, guys.
Well, my wife said she prefers me doing this and going off into the woods and beating tom-toms and wrestling in the mud, so...
I have to tell you, I'm past my midlife crisis. I'm now in my old age crisis.
Hey! You know I love you so. Baby, please don't go. Where your mind on gone? Where your mind on gone?
All right, let me ask. I have to ask you something else, okay? The bands of that time had a habit of all dressing up the same way, wearing the same suit, you know. I'm looking at Tony. He's wearing your standard striped tie and pinstripes that you would find on any Washington lawyer. What do you guys wear when you perform at, you know, the reunion and at a club?
Standard pinstripes, ties.
I think Rich should answer that. We used but before he does, let me just say this. There was a period in the Rising Storm's youth where we all would dress identically, and I think at one point we actually went out and got corduroy pants and dyed them yellow, and bought some fancy boots that had pointed toes, and we wore striped shirts, very colorful shirts,
they were
looked identical
shirts.
But these days it's quite different.
Rich, can you tell us what you're wearing these days?
Well, I haven't worn it yet, but I spent all last Saturday running around for a rock and roll outfit, and the best I could settle on was a black shirt, black pants, black shoes, and I have a white guitar, and I figured I'd just do basic colors.
Very nice. You know what I was afraid you all were going to say? You know, like powder blue tuxedos with frilled shirts.
Well, I'm going to have to find something else to wear. I'm going to have to find something to replace my powder blue suit.
Just rip up the sleeves a little bit. It'll look great.
That's a thought.
Bob Cohen, Rich Weinberg, and Tony Thompson, members of The Rising Storm. They play tonight at their 25th high school reunion and tomorrow night at Maxwell's in Hoboken, New Jersey.
What are we doing?
This is NPR's Weekend Edition, produced by Robert Maleski, edited by Ann Goodwin-Sides, and directed by Ned Wharton, with production help from Walter Ray Watson, Fred Wasser, Rich Dean, Connie Drummer, Amy Holman, and Peggy Gershman. Our technical director today is John Carrillo, with engineers Lauren Kelly, Guy Knapper, Arthur Halliday, Laurent, Gary Henderson, and Dennis Nielsen in Rio. Executive producer for Morning News is Robert Ferranti. I'm Leanne Hansen.
Send $10 for a transcript or $12.50 for a tape of this program to NPR Transcripts and Tapes, 2025 M Street Northwest, Washington, D.C. 20036. For credit card purchases, call 1-202-822-2323.
This is 90.9 WBUR Boston. Good morning. I'm Roseanne Pawelek. In local news, investigators speculate...